This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, say a 28-year-old female gunman is responsible for a shooting at a private school that's left at least three students and three staff members dead, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Police say the shooter opened fire at the Covenant School in Nashville, a Presbyterian school for preschool through sixth grade children. The woman died in a shootout with police. As the victims were rushed to an area children's hospital, their classmates were led out of the church school holding hands. Church grounds were filled with police officers in heavy vests and helmets carrying rifles. This mass shooting at a school comes as communities around the country are still reeling from similar incidents, including Uvalde, Texas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday announced a pause to divisive judicial reforms moving through Parliament. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The move comes after months of street rallies that drew tens of thousands of people. Netanyahu told the legislature, quote, out of a sense of national responsibility, out of a will to prevent a rupture among our people, I have decided to pause the second and third readings of the bill, end quote. This falls on the heels of the abrupt firing of his defense minister for challenging the judicial overhaul plan. Israel's main labor union called off a nationwide strike, with a spokesperson praising Netanyahu for the move and offering help in forming a reform with mutual agreement. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The White House said Monday the United States will not back away from its nearly eight-year-old deployment to Syria, where it's battling the remnants of the Islamic State, despite attacks on U.S. forces there last week by an Iran-backed militia.